Thanks for coming back as we delve into the brilliant new Tom Petty Wildflowers and All the Rest collections. This is All Access.
And on the song Leave Virginia Alone, he's got that phrase, she was hot as Georgia asphalt.
Yeah, that's a great one, Georgia asphalt. Who would think to put that in their song?
And then to follow it up with, and when the A crowd came to adore her brain.
Yeah, good stuff. I once asked him, some lyric went by in a new song we were working on. I said, where'd you get that? Where'd that come from? And he just looked at me and chuckled and with a twinkle in his eye. He goes, I'm a writer. And he was, you know, he had that switch. He could turn the switch on and pull that stuff out of the air. And that's not easy.
Ben Montench.
I couldn't get it out of my head. I never got that one out of my head. I never forgot how that one went. He also cares about what's going on for whoever Virginia is. I have no idea. He could write words. The cat was great. And he was also, as you know, he was really funny. But he also cared about the people in the songs. He didn't often just kind of mock somebody or put them down. Not very often, sometimes. But he didn't often do that. He had a more humane ear and eye for that, I think.
Well, they chased her down the alley and over the hill to steal her will. She was hot as
Petty with a song available on the second disc of all versions of Wildflowers and All the Rest, Leave Virginia Alone. Here's producer Rick Rubin on Tom's songwriting process for Wildflowers.
It was usually Tom with an acoustic guitar, more often than not, would write a song by himself. Then he would often make a homemade demo with a drum machine and put on the parts that he wanted. So more often than not, there would be a demo that we would bring to the band, and then that would be the starting point. Other members of the band contribute a tremendous amount, but the initial framework was always set by Tom first. On occasion, Mike Campbell would bring in a guitar idea first, or maybe even a guitar-based song, and then Tom would take that, rework it, and make it into a Tom Petty song.
When Tom wrote the title piece of the album, it kind of scared him.
It's probably just for people you love, you know, or people you wish good to, you know, you wish people you care about, you know, how you wish them well. And that song came to me, it's one of the only times that ever happened to me in my life, is I really just stepped up in my little studio at home and I put the mic on and played the whole song straight from the top to the end with all the lyric and all the, you know, the music in one go, you know.
Wow.
And then I stopped the tape and played it back, and I really was kind of, you know, confused. I kept playing it again and again thinking, well, what do we work on? You know, what would I change? And then I thought, I'm not going to change it. I'm just going to leave it exactly stream of conscious. You know?
That's great. You mean...
Yeah, I was very lucky. I mean, it doesn't happen to me too often. You know, I think maybe once or twice in my life.
I guess it must be a little scary.
I think they are. It was actually a little intimidating because it didn't feel like I did it. And I sat there the longest time trying to think if I had taken it from somewhere. You know, if it was somebody else's song, but it wasn't.
You belong among the wildflowers. You belong in a boat out at sea. Sail away, kill off the hours. You belong somewhere you feel free. Run away, find you a lover. Go away, somewhere all bright and new. I have seen no other who compares with you. You belong among the wildflowers. You belong in a boat out at sea. You belong with your love on your arm. You belong somewhere you feel free. Somewhere you feel free. You belong somewhere.
absolutely gorgeous Wildflowers. As you've probably noticed in this interview that we've been hearing, Tom was a very funny person. That was also made plainly obvious in the song,
It's Good to Be King. How do you think this is going to go over in those monarchies in Europe there?
I bet they'll just roll around the rug and laugh. I'm sure Prince Charles would like it.
It's a very funny song. You've developed this great whimsical sense or this great sense of humor through the years. Who served to loosen you up the most, do you think? Was it Dylan? Was it Harrison?
It's hard to say. I think I always had the sense of humor. I just didn't know how to incorporate it into songwriting as well. And with a song like Good to Be King, what I was most pleased with was that it is a comical song, but it's also a very serious song. And it delivers sort of a serious thing in a humorous way. And if you can do that, it's very rewarding, you know?
Sure.
Because it's very entertaining.
Well, a lot of people use that expression, it's good to be king, and I think secretly people, they want to direct the world.
Yeah, well, I like the idea of a character who thought he was, you know, and that his reality would suddenly fade in and he'd realize he wasn't. And then he'd go right back to it, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know if he's daydreaming or just what. Neither does the guy singing, you know. But it just amused the hell out of me.
Yeah, I'm tickled about it.
And I thought he should have a full symphony come in at the end like a king would have. You know?
And this is where Michael Kamen, I guess, was the guy that came up with that. There's that match of where it really has that regal.
Yes, that was totally Michael's idea. I must give him credit. And you know, I loved the whole idea. Couldn't wait to get there.
It's good to be king, if just for a while. There in velvet, yeah, to give them a smile. It's good to get high and never come down. It's good to be king of your own little town. Yeah, the world would swing. Your own way, get a feeling of peace at the end of the day. And when your bulldog barks and your canary sings, you're out there with winners. It's good to be king. It helps to make friends. It's good to meet girls, a sweet little queen who can't run away. It's good to be king, whatever it pays. Excuse me if I have some place in my mind where I go time to time.
It's Good to Be King from the original version of Wildflowers. You'll find an amazing 11-minute, 39-second live version of that and an alternate version of that song on the Super Deluxe edition of Wildflowers and All the Rest. When we come back for our final segment of Tom Petty, Wildflowers and All the Rest, All Access in just a few minutes, you'll hear the song that was the hardest for Tom to leave off the original album.